For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to season 2 of the Women in Tech with Ariana podcast. Happy New Year. It's a new year, guys, but the same me, just with a bigger vision and so many amazing things to come in season 2 of Women in Tech with Ariana. For those of you, it's your first time tuning in. Welcome to an amazing community of women in tech. This year, we're going to have some amazing surprises. And oh wait, what's that I hear? That's our newest in-house guitarist, Zephyr. Zephyr will be providing background music for our podcast this year in 2020. Zephyr is all the way from Atlanta, and we're so grateful to have him join our team. The Women in Tech with Ariana show is where we get to talk about the latest news in technology, hear stories from women around the world, literally. You know, our mission is to provide tangible resources and tools for women currently in the tech industry, or maybe you're looking to, you know, transition into tech and you have an idea. And this podcast is also for the non-techie person who wants to gain exposure to the industry. We partner with companies that help provide our podcast listeners with tangible free resources and free access to materials like books, free online courses to learn how to code. You know, we'll have investors come out and talk on the show and talk about how you can get access to their funding materials. We'll have job opportunities literally that you can apply for from anywhere around the world. And we'll talk about conferences you should attend and so much more. You know, I always say this, guys, what makes us different from any other podcast, we want to motivate you. We want to inspire you, but we want to give you the tangible tools you need to get to the next level in your career. So don't forget, guys, to hit the subscribe button and leave a comment in the app or website that you're currently listening in for this episode, because that's important. So this week, guys, we'll hop right into it, is Opportunity Week. And again, as I mentioned before, you know, every other week we'll be sharing one tangible resource with you guys. And so this week, guys, we're going to talk about the Women in Tech Festival. That's right. This festival is put on by an organization called Silicon Valley Forum. And Silicon Valley Forum is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that focuses on connecting people to the Silicon Valley network. They have over 30 years of experience providing resources to entrepreneurs in the U.S. and from anywhere around the globe, around the world. And so their goal and their mission is to help build and scale companies by providing them with resources. So every year, the Silicon Valley Forum, that's the name of the organization, they host the Women in Tech Festival. And this festival, guys, is a festival that focuses on celebrating women in STEM, business, and leadership. So again, even if you're not a current techie or a developer or an engineer or whatever, you can still be a part of this conference and get exposure. You know, I always say, guys, like, when you are in an industry, let's say you're in, I don't know, like the creative industry and you're an artist, or maybe you are a scientist, or maybe you are an engineer, or maybe you're a writer, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, whatever industry you're in, there's always technology and some type of business aspect that you can learn to help propel you. Even if you're not like a full-time entrepreneur and you're like in corporate America, there's this being in different spaces and different industries where you can learn new skills is so important, but definitely within technology. Like, tech can be applied to any industry. So again, you don't have to be in tech or a techie person to be at this conference, but I do think it's important that if you are in tech or interested in learning about new things, that this is a great opportunity for you. So again, guys, it's a festival that focuses on celebrating women in STEM, business, and leadership. This festival is open to all women and allies for women to join together for 2 full days in Silicon Valley. It's going to be filled with inspiring talks, startup pitches. So if you're looking for opportunities for funding for your business, there will have pitch competitions there. There will be discussions and educational workshops and some career mentorship sessions as well. There are going to be some, one thing that stood out to me is that there are going to be some phenomenal, amazing women speaking at the conference. So to give you some examples, Jennifer Barrett, she's the chief education officer of Acorns. And we're pretty sure most people are familiar with Acorns, but it's the mobile application, the super popular mobile application where you can like invest in companies like Nike and, you know, Adidas and, you know, GE Aviation and Delta and big companies like that, basically in the stock market from your phone. And so the chief education officer of Acorns is going to be there. Rihanna Lin, she's the founder and CEO of Journey Foods. And Journey Foods, get this, guys, it's an AI-powered platform that supports smarter research and management of foods in the $3 trillion shelf-stable foods market. So Rihanna Lin will be there. And the last person I wanted to mention is Deanna Alberin. And so she's the co-founder of Latinas in STEM Foundation and the technical partner to VP of Systems Engineering at Maxar Technologies. So there are going to be some phenomenal women, guys, who are at this festival speaking. And there's so many other speakers, but those are three women that really stood out to me specifically. And of course, there are going to be so many other women in tech, STEM, and business. So the Women in Tech Festival, guys, will be in Mountain View, California, Friday, May 1st through May 2nd. There will be a pitch competition, again, available for founders, as well as an option to demo your startup at the festival. So, like, if you don't, you know, say you're not looking for funding for your startup or your idea, but you would like to promote your nonprofit organization or your business, or you're doing something that's related to, you know, business leadership in STEM, and you like to promote your product or service or the organization that you work for, you can also get a demo there at the festival. So there'll be people walking around and they can ask you questions about what you do and your work. So there's those opportunities. So there are different conference prices, guys, based on the type of ticket you purchase. So if you click, you guys know I have the information to all of this immediately below. Click the link and it'll directly lead you to our website where you can read all this stuff and all the information and get the information on ticket prices. But they do have discounted ticket sales, and the sale ends January 6th. So today is January 1st and the sale ends on January 6th. So make sure that you take opportunity to look and see that this is something that you want to do for May 1st and 2nd of this year. Quick highlight and fun fact, guys. So the Silicon Valley Forum, this organization, this nonprofit, I'm always looking at, right, like, what kind of opportunities can I share with you guys, you know, to promote us, like, as women and in leadership and business and tech and STEM. But one thing that was really cool was that this organization, they have a board of directors, and there are 10 people on this board of directors, right? So the board of directors, you know, they're running things, you know, running the show. And what is so awesome is that 50% of their board are women, and 50% of their staff are women, which is, like, phenomenal. And their CEO and their chief of staff are both women, which is amazing, right? There are a lot of initiatives that recently, you know, women, you know, let's be clear, we're in this industry, we're doing amazing work, but it does speak volumes when there are organizations that are funding women and, you know, looking at us in tech and STEM and leadership and creating these safe spaces. And, you know, it's just cool to see that women are leading that. So shout out, super quick shout out to the CEO and president of Silicon Valley Forum. Her name is Denise Cardozo, and I hope I pronounced her name correctly. But shout out to you, Denise, for doing a phenomenal job with your board and with this organization. And yeah, we want all of our listeners who are able, if you are able, you should totally go to the Women in Tech Festival out in Silicon Valley this year, May 1st and May 2nd. And yeah, so more information, you guys, is immediately below. You can click the link in the episode of the details of this episode, podcast episode, or go to, I always say, www.walwaytech.com/resources for more details. So guys, that is our inner opportunity for the week. And also, we're doing something totally different from the Women in Tech with Ariana podcast. So we are launching, you guys, a series. We have so many women who reach out to come on the show, and we just can't have everyone, you know, come on and do their own, like, discrete episode. Although I wish I could. So what our team is doing, we're launching something called Women Around the World, and it's our highlight series. And so what we'll do is every week, starting in April of this year, we're going to feature a woman in tech. And, you know, or even if you're not in the tech industry and you're in business or STEM, but it's related to technology, we want to feature your nonprofit or your for-profit organization or your startup. So, you know, and we want to give you access and exposure to our global audience of, you know, we have listeners in 7 different countries. So if you're interested in being highlighted on our show and being a part of the Women Around the World Highlight Series, please send us an email to podcast@wallwaytech.com. And in the subject line of the email, just put Women Around the World, and our podcast team will send you details shortly. So again, guys, this is the opportunity of the week. I can't wait to hear back from you guys about, you know, being a part of the highlight series, because quite a few of you find me on Instagram, you find me on Facebook, and you reach out to me, you send me the DMs, and I'm so grateful. So we just want to create an opportunity in the space where we can promote as many of you as possible. And this is something that we want to do every single week. So starting in April, every single week from April until December of 2020, and then every year after, we want to make sure that we're leaving a certain amount of space and time on our show to highlight a woman in tech from anywhere around the world. So again, don't forget to send your email, podcast@wallwaytech.com. We can't wait to hear from you guys. And guys, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much, guys, for sticking with me. 2020 is going to be an amazing year, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. See you later.